May Jesus bless you with this peace. I'm Father Matthew Krempel at St. Mary Roman Catholic Church, anticipating the 4 o'clock Saturday evening Mass on this 26th day of December 2015, liturgical sacred year C, anticipating the celebration of the Feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Our first reading will be taken from the first letter of the first book of Samuel, chapter 1, verses 20 to 22, 24 to 28, Psalm 84, the first letter of St. John, chapter 3, verses 1 to 2, 21 to 24, and the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 41 to 52. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to the festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances, but not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions, and all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." Jesus said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Jesus went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was obedient to them. And his mother Mary kept all these things in her heart. Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. The Gospel of the Lord. I would make a guess that so many people have difficulty in accepting God or being committed to God, in particular to Jesus himself, because they do not want to be obedient. During Advent and on Christmas Day, I pointed out that our great gift that we can give to God is the gift that Jesus has given and continues to give to his Heavenly Father, and that is his very will. Another way of saying that, it is his very freedom, his whole being. And our precious gift besides life is our free will. And I invited you and myself to present to God the special gift at this Christmas time of our own wills submitted to his will. We only know what is the will of God when something has happened or we have been able to accomplish something ourselves. We speak of the active will of God. The active will of God where Jesus, for example, in our gospel, deliberately stays in the temple when he's 12 years of age, intending to bring to completion the work of his Father started back at the beginning of the world. But Mary and Joseph did not understand his mission or his desire just yet. And we find him then, the child Jesus, submitting his will to Mary and Joseph, going with them back to Nazareth. And Luke will tell us that it will be around when he's 30 years of age that he leaves home and begins his serious mission of preaching the coming or the arrival of the kingdom of God. The more that we are afraid of commitment, especially to God and his commandments, the more selfish we become. And therefore we can see that so evident in so many parts of our society. We call the various generations the younger generations. And finally, the last one, as the entitlement generation. Their entitlement, that means they believe that everything should be given to them. We can maybe see some of this played out in our campuses on college, at college or universities, where they make demands of the presidents of the universities where they're not in agreement. You should resign. You don't do what we want. We don't like what is going on. And thus there's confusion and a sense of a lack of identity. St. John says, if we want to be children of God, and hopefully we do, then we have to act like children of God. That is, obedient like Jesus to the will of his Heavenly Father. Surrendering willingly our free will. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. His commandment is this, that we should believe in the name of his Son Jesus and love one another as he commanded us. We hear about not just the persecution, but the severe violence of ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and other groups in the Middle East attacking Catholics of the Eastern Church, particularly. We've heard about the 21 men, Catholic men, who were beheaded in Egypt by ISIS. When they did an interview of these families, of their families in Libya, their families were proud that their sons, their fathers, their brothers were so brave as not to give in to this evil of ISIS. They said, all of them, as they were kneeling on the sand of the shore, the seashore, were praying to Jesus himself, calling his name over and over again. Some of their brothers that survived in Libya said, I wish I was with them so that I could have surrendered my life for Jesus. The mothers and the wives who were interviewed said that they harbored no malice against the executioners of their husbands, of their brothers, of their friends. They said, otherwise we'd be like them. In other words, they took the gospel of Jesus, and as Jesus forgave his persecutors, his executioners, as he was nailed on the cross, as St. Luke reminds us, they too wanted to be like Jesus, like Mary. They have pictures of their husbands, of their sons, with little crowns over their heads, and yet Jesus looking down over them, receiving them into heaven. To go back in a deeper history, when the Japanese were conquered by the bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, one medical doctor changed his life after surviving the bomb by living in a steel hut with no possessions. And in his book that he wrote, called The Bells of Nagasaki, he would explain to his companions who would come to him cursing and swearing that the atomic bomb had been dropped on them, he would explain to them that this was their opportunity to be like Christ, to offer their lives in reparation for the sins of their nation. And he gave spiritual direction for the few remaining years that he had, died of radiation poisoning. But he was insistent. This is what Jesus would do. We need to look at ourselves and say, we need to do penance. We need to surrender to the will of God. This will make us children of God. People set apart. People that the world cannot understand or know, because we take this radical position and commitment to be like Jesus. The gift of our will that God has given us is the gift of love that is ongoing. Every time we say, Father, I give you my will, your will be done. And this then will make us like God, as St. John writes here. This is why we can celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family. Even when we can look across so much of our society divided, or even hear Jesus preach, from now on a family of five will be divided, two against three and three against two, because of me and my gospel. In other words, not everybody in the family is going to accept Jesus. Not everybody is going to freely give their will in love to the Heavenly Father through Jesus. In fact, they will even mock us and ask us not to come around anymore. But we are children of God. We do separate ourselves in favor of Jesus. If there is a choice to be made between Jesus and his teaching, Jesus and his commandments, the commandments of the Heavenly Father, and being at one with our family members, if we have to make that choice, we choose Jesus and the commandments of his Heavenly Father. It causes us suffering. It makes us different, uncomfortable. But again, as we commit ourselves to Jesus, and therefore to his Heavenly Father, we are drawn in to the love of the Heavenly Father. We're drawn into his heart, into the sacred family, and understand Mary's surrender and Joseph's surrender, particularly Jesus' surrender to the will of the Heavenly Father. And as we were reminded
Because of this, God raised him above all people and gave him the name above every other name, so that the name of Jesus, you'll remember, every knee in heaven, on the earth, and under the earth shall bow, and every tongue shall proclaim to the glory of God, Jesus Christ is Lord. He is our love, our life, and our desire for eternity.